an online hub for free classes and lectures from some of America's top universities. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. At academicearth.org, you can watch lectures on physics from MIT, or catch a Yale history course on the origins of World War I, or see a UC Berkeley professor cradle a brain while she talks about human anatomy.
It's a little 3-pound mass that I can hold in one hand, and yet it can conceive of a universe 1 billion light years across. Little cells. Aren't you amazed?
Academic Earth is backed by angel funding. Founder and CEO Richard Ludlow says his is a mission-oriented business.
Our goal is to take all this great content that leading universities have been producing and make it accessible to people all around the world.
The climate for starting something new on the internet is pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah, we hear that all the time. The good news is that I can't think of many products that are more recession-proof than free educational resources, especially educational resources, like the videos that we have in computer science and technology or in business, where someone who's looking to find a job and needs skills training has that opportunity. So in terms of the fundamental demand for our product, we really don't see that going down. But yes, as a startup in this funding environment, it's going to be tough.
So describe some of the things that are on the site right now.
My personal favorite course is the Yale Psychology course, an Introduction to Psychology by Paul Bloom. And, that's just a general overview of psychology. It goes over, goes over developmental psychology, mental illness, the big names like Freud and B.F. Skinner.
Have you ever liked somebody or disliked them and not know why? Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're doing something or you're arguing for something or making a decision for reasons that you can't fully articulate? Have you ever forgotten somebody's name at exactly the wrong time? Have you ever called it the wrong name in the throes of passion? This is all the Freudian unconscious. The idea is that we do these things. These things are explained in terms of cognitive systems that we're not aware of.
We've got, as I mentioned, a lot of great computer science courses from Stanford and MIT. A course that's been very popular has been the financial markets course by Robert Shiller from Yale, especially the guest speakers that are talking about financial crises like Steven Schwarzman and Larry Summers. And then in the humanities, we've got a few history courses on the Civil War, on French history, and English as well, poetry, the American novel.
Richard Ludlow, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much. It was great to talk to you.
Richard Ludlow is founder and CEO of Academic Earth. The site is adding courses from more schools all the time and plans to feature content from think tanks and government agencies as well. And now a few reading recommendations. On computerworld.com, you'll find a strong piece on the extent to which an individual can be profiled by doing a little web research. And in the New York Review of Books, an essay on how Google can make the dream of enlightenment come true with its vast and growing collection of digitized books. You can find links to these stories on futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.